Well, welcome to the show, guys. How are you this morning?
Hey, man. How you doing?
We're here.
Yeah. You're about the only rock stars we can get out of bed at 8:30 in the morning. You guys take it easy last night?
Who said we've gone to sleep?
That's right. See? There you go.
There's still rock stars at party like that. I love it.
Yeah, baby.
As far as you know.
Now, Frankie, how did this all come to be?
Matt, Steve, and myself have been working together for years, man, and we've always had this little seed for this project. We've been talking about it for years, and finally about a year ago, we were like, let's pull the trigger on this, man, and we got together, started writing songs, and we had this really choice moment. Matt has a great charity called Adopt the Arts, and he does these great fundraisers and charity events, and Geezer was on one of the events, and we opened up the show with War Pigs.
Oh, nice.
And we, like, while we're in the middle of the song, like, we kind of looked at each other and we're like, this is special, man.
Yeah. Got to do something more.
Yeah, something more. And here we are a year later, Deadline Ritual.
That's awesome. Now, when do you guys kick off the tour?
We booked a bunch of dates in Europe in June.
Right.
And basically, that was sort of the reason we released the song Down in Flames, just to kind of arrive, as they say, you know, we're right. A band, here we are. And we start the tour in Scandinavia, Sweden Rock Festival. And then we've got Hellfest Festival in France. And we got booked on Download, probably one of the biggest rock festivals in the UK. About 100,000 people is
right
on the shows. And
little intimate gig.
Yeah.
A little intimate gig.
That's right.
Luckily, we're not doing our first show there,
right?
But why not? We've been up there on those big stages before.
Yeah.
But and then there's a bunch of other dates that haven't been announced yet, but we've got a big run in June in Europe and the UK.
All right.
And then hopefully after that, roll back through the States at some point. We're looking at that now. And, keep moving.
What is it like working with Geezer? Because, you listen to the single, and it's got that Black Sabbath bottom to it. It's so...
Oh, yeah.
100%. So awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, he's, you know, when he heard his guitar...
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know... I mean, as much of a catalog and all this kind of stuff, it really comes down to the day that we all got in a rehearsal studio together, a tiny little room that Matt rehearses in, and... That was like the moment of, wow, not only, A, is this going to work, but for me as a guitar player, to hear my guitar against this brick wall. I mean, Matt and Geezer, if I could ever dream of a rhythm section to play against,
right,
those would be the two guys.
Right.
And every, you know, sometimes you go in and record as a guitar player and you're like hunting and pecking for guitar sounds and this and that. And everything that I could think of worked against what was already there, and it was just exciting to like paint colors and put things against it, and it just made me sound like I suddenly grew a huge penis.
What I want to hear from all of you guys, what's it like to be a rock star nowadays?
Yeah, what are the differences like today versus when you guys first started?
Honestly,
yes, don't lie, I want it.
We're still doing the same shit we did here. No, just kidding. We woke up. Yeah, we did wake up. We had a little bit of sleep. I think I slept 4 hours.
Yeah,
but we're, you know, Frankie's such a badass. We did this interview last night. We had this other thing we had to do with Eddie Trunk, and then he's like, "What are we doing?" I'm like, Frankie's like, "We're driving to Vegas." I'm like, "Now, okay."
Were you guys in L.A. yesterday?
Yes,
last night.
Wow.
And you drove
for you people.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so
nice.
We drove last night. Maybe like, I'm like, about 11 o'clock. We're like, "Ma, we better get some coffee." Yeah. They're kind of like uppers now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we weren't doing the other thing. We were doing a little get some coffee. But yeah, we made it. We got here. We woke up, and here we are.
Well, best part is he tried to turn back around. We were like driving towards swear to God, we're driving towards the highway, and he gets a call from another buddy of ours that's at the Rainbow Room, and he goes, "Hey, let's go back and say hi." I'm like, dude, it's 9:30, bro.
Yeah, we were at the Rainbow Bar and Grill, which you know is a very famous rock and roll establishment on the Sunset Strip with Eddie Trunk.
Oh, hell yeah.
And, you know, you go there, and if you're a rock and roll musician, you seem to get recognized somehow. And, you know, you could go anywhere else in Hollywood. No one really cares or gives a shit. And you go there and you're like, ah! You know, like, you see like a girl you met in 1986 in like Oklahoma, you know, somewhere, or, you know, Iowa, you know, her name's Candy. And so, yeah, it was hard getting out of there because people want, you know,
right.
To
hear, yeah. That's cool,
so
though.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Being a rock star at the Rainbow for the night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we, you know what? This band is really about playing great rock and roll. And, you know, there's a different, maybe as far as being a rock star, when you ask the question, you know, we all were really guys that started playing music for all the right reasons. And, you know, other things happen along the way. And, you know, you get in a band and, yeah, there's a party and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes that party takes you other places or whatever. But I think this band, we really feel like it gives you a new sort of fresh perspective on starting something new. And it brings you back to when you were a kid, you know, right. When you first started playing rock and roll, because you're doing it for all the right reasons.
Reminds you why you started in the first place. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, okay, let's write the best songs we can write. Let's play. And, you know, and then we got Geezer sitting there and we're like, here's a hero of ours.
Right.
So we better impress him too.
Right.
And that's sort of a really great marker for the music. People ask, you know, how are you guys getting your sound? And we just sort of base it. I got to say, I mean, I think this holds true for Steve and Frankie. Kind of base it on Geezer. Yeah. What would Geezer think?
WWGD.
Now, you've all worked with some great people. Steve, you were with Michael Jackson. You got to work with Michael Jackson. Who haven't you worked with if you go, man, this is my bucket list. This is one dude I'd like to record a song with. Wow. Matt? Mm.
Oh, well, you know, God, there's so many, but Hendrix would have been fun to play
with.
Right. Right.
You know, but Steve Stevens is the next best thing.
There you go.
But, I mean, I've been really fortunate to play with so many great people. And so it's, you know, we all have.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. God, like I said, I just got off tour with Billy Gibbons.
Yeah.
That was something I never thought of.
Yeah, right.
You know, stuff like that happens to us. So we're so fortunate. The fact that, you know, we got Geezer in the band. I call everybody and they're like, really? I'm like, you know, we were fans about it.
Right.
You know? We were just so excited. And now we got a guy that's an icon and we've all been around.
Well, I noticed he didn't make the drive from LA with you guys.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, Steve's already here doing his thing with Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Some Billy Idol dates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, I actually came in town to meet Billy Gibbons on some other unrelated business. And they're playing here.
Cool.
ZZ Top's in town.
Yeah.
And I live here.
I know you live here. That was easy.
Easy for me.
Yeah.
Well, right on. Well, we want to thank you guys for coming by the studio. Brand new album's coming out, Deadland Ritual. We'll play the tune for everybody. And like Ken said, it does have that Sabbath feel to it, man.
It's crunchy and great.
I would say the brand new album isn't coming out right away.
Right.
But we're heading that direction.
Mm-hmm. Is it harder to pen songs just, you know, for this brand new group, or just have so many things to choose from, you're going, God, how do we cut it down?
It's so liberating
for
me, you know, as a guitar player. And it's really, you know, one of the things we were adamant about is a lot of, like, modern technology that bands can use. And, you know, email a file over to this guy, and he's going to add this thing. And we did it exactly the same way that people were making records in 1969. We got a great producer, engineer, Greg, and we did the pre-production, got the songs together, go in the studio, cut it, you know, off the floor, as we say, you know.
Right, yeah.
Right.
And it's you know, we were just adamant, let's do it the way real bands do it. Mm-hmm. So,
right on.
You know, it's a great opportunity, man. For me, it's like, you know, as a guitar player, man, I can just throw any idea at it and
do what you want.
Yeah, pretty much so. And these guys will let me know if it sucks or not. And I trust them.
And vice versa.
Right? Well, you guys are welcome back in the studio when you guys come back to the States. Vegas date better be on there. I'm sure it will be.
100%.
And come back in the studio, man.
Awesome.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, guys.
All right. Speaking of the new tune, here is Down in Flames from Deadland Ritual.
Lighthouse of you, but this is save you now. No one's there to save you. You go down in flames to the river. Can't believe it's shattered now. Can't believe it's shattered.